For example, I don't think we disagree in the results. So I have admired Andres Nider's work in, single neuron recordings with macaques and so on for a long time. As I said in my response, so he wrote a response, and then I was invited to respond. And so in that response, I do say, yeah, I admire his work. It's just that I do think that, animals, non-human animals, and human babies have a biologically endowed apparatus to handle quantity and be sensitive to quantity to some extent. And that I think I even start the main featured paper in the journal in Trends in Cognitive Sciences. I start saying so. And I think in that sense, we fully agree, and I agree with many of other nativists. Then, of course, we may disagree in terminology and what do we call, what is a number, and so on and so forth. But I think it's not just a disagreement in terminology and words. I think, as we said maybe previously in this conversation, is that the types of terms we use also limit or allow for certain theoretical proposals and theoretical developments to exist. So if we say that, yeah, numbers are shaped by biology, or numbers find origin in biology, well, I would not say no to that. I'm not denying at all that the number actually rely and are possible because there is a biology that supports it. But the so in that sense, we agree with I agree with the nativist. But where we have the disagreement, I think, is when we say, but well, what actually is this specific behavioral capacity called number? Because that doesn't seem to come straight out of these biological preconditions. The conditions must exist, the preconditions. However, they don't lead just through biology and pure biology to what we call number. And that's where the differences are, which is not just then terminology.